Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the ultimate guide to reusing content. In this episode, we're going to look at how to use one piece of content in multiple ways. We're going to learn first how to become self-aware of the content that you're already producing. And then we're going to learn how you can use it in multiple ways for social media, as well as multiple ways for sub-ministries. At the end of this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways to be able to help you use what we talk about today within your own leadership and organization. And every week we come out with a new episode so that in order to help you tap into your hidden potential as a leader. We do that by giving you mental and practical tools to be able to help you use it within your ministry and organization. Let's go ahead and get started with a big thought, and that is it can be really overwhelming trying to engage people in all different kind of capacities in which they can be reached. A minister may take several hours, even days, in preparing a sermon and drive all their energy and all their heart into delivering it to the people, and then just feel like they're completely distraught when they are then faced with feeling like they're starting from scratch in order to reach people online or in social media or in other ministries. And you have this big win and then you feel really deflated and trying to create content again on smaller levels. All of it takes energy. All of it takes this mental vigor. But especially when someone is early on in their leadership journey, you're typically the key content creator, meaning you're the social media director, the administrator, you're everything else for that matter. And that's why I'm going to show you how to save hours of time and resources by reusing the content that you have already made. Let's start off by first talking about self-awareness. You need to make a habit of first recording what you're already doing. Now, a lot of people, especially in our day and age, have a habit of, say, recording their sermons. If you're already doing that, praise the Lord. You're doing a great job. But I want to encourage you to record it to the best that you can, especially with a video. Now, when it comes to like recording a sermon message, let's start there. Audio is key. You want to make sure that the mic that you have is best suited for the audio. And if all that you have is a phone, you don't have to worry. You don't need to buy a $1,000 camera and not even know how to use it. You can start simply with your phone. And the only thing is that there's certain cheap mics, like $30 mic that you could buy as an attachment to your phone. But the only problem is that sometimes they're not always compatible to your phone. And I learned this a hard way. I went through like several different little cheap mics because I was trying to find something on a budget. And it took me a while to realize that the mic wasn't even really working, and that in some cases it even sounded better without the mic. But at the very worst, consider that if need be, you could just record the audio by putting your phone on the podium stand, and you could still get a lot of content just with the audio. But if you have, say, a little bit of cash, like there's what I use even just for our church is, it's, I think it's a Samsung mic that connects specifically for your phone for like vlogging and phone videos. And it comes with a lapel mic that I'm able to attach to, and it connects to my phone across the room. And again, it's $200. Depending on your budget, that may be nothing at all, or may be a little investment. But something as like that would be much better than spending $1,000, $1,500, $2,500 on a camera, and you don't really need that yet. So again, you can just use your phone, but you just want to make sure that you have a mic that is able to connect good with it. You need to make sure that it's compatible. And again, with the one that I have, it works great. I just got it at Best Buy and went to the audio and video section, and I was able to find this. Again, it's specifically for phones. I didn't have a laptop that I could use, and now it's like my primary way of recording our sermons. But again, you have to practice using it. You need to do a couple run-throughs so that you know how to use your equipment, because once you start attaching mics and stuff to it, certain softwares may not be compatible with it. And in some cases, it's just kind of weird. Like for this mic that I use still to this day, I'm able to say just record a video and record it just like that, and it'll work fine already plugged in. But when I'm doing a Facebook Live service and I'm connecting it like that, I have to first start the Facebook Live service and then connect the mic to it. It sounds a little complicated, but once I figured it out, it became really, really simple. And I was able to get just simple volunteers to say, hey, can you connect this for me once we start? And worst case scenario, I'll just go start it and connect it myself. But I would always advise you, try to have somebody check the recording and make sure it's good. If you're doing a solo recording, record a little snippet, do test 1, 2, 3, and then play it back to yourself so that you know that it's recording right, so that you don't just waste 45 minutes to an hour recording something that didn't actually record you the way that you wanted. So again, sermons, that's again, staple that you could reuse that we're gonna get into later. Some other unexpected places that you should keep in mind to record is even simple moments like meetings. When you're, I'm not saying like in a counseling session, but when you're having certain meetings, there's so many ideas and things that come up to where someone might even go, whether it's you or someone else, might go on like a little tangent to where they're talking about why something is important. Like someone in kids ministry might all of a sudden just share their passionate heart about something. And if it's recorded, you can ask them like, hey, can we reuse this for the church, for the ministry? I feel like this would be a great playback for people to feel inspired to even volunteer. It's like there's little moments like that that come up that can really be reutilized when it comes to creating more content. Again, we'll get into that in a minute. Now, another piece that you may be unexpected is even simple conversations and car rides. You know, for me, I had a moment where I go to a recovery center every evening, and there's times where people shadow me and just to be able to have that experience. And on the drive there or on the drive back, I'll ask them, what were your thoughts from today? What are some things that you noticed? And during their feedback, I started realizing that, man, we're talking about some really beautiful things that would be great for other people to hear. And so I started recording the conversations. And even if you follow me on Instagram, you probably have seen a couple of my recent posts of like car ride conversations. And it's just a simple conversation that ended up having some really great nuggets in there, to where one car ride conversation, I ended up being able to create like 5 different reels of audio content that I was able to repurpose. And it was just really helpful. And other conversations, like even there's been times where someone that was going to Bible school wanted to interview me for their class about sermon preparation or leadership, what have you. And in those moments, I think, wow, this is stuff that I could reuse for my podcast. And you guys can look back on my feed, and there's times where you just see this random conversation I have with someone, to where, again, I'm using what they ask me to do and repurposing it to be able to be content that where it's not wasted time. Again, I'm not saying that, and you know, accepting the interview is wasted time, but now it has multiple use cases. Not only did I do them a favor, but it did me a favor as well, because I'm able to reuse the same time that I invested again. Now that we understand that the importance of learning how to become self-aware, and I'm talking mainly here about video and audio recordings, okay? Hey listeners, today I'm reaching out for your support to keep our journey of innovative Christian leadership alive. Every week we dive into territories of faith-based leadership because of the contributions made by people who believe in this mission. Whether you want to help us by becoming a monthly supporter or by submitting a one-time donation, you help fuel our discussions on authentic and practical leadership. Your generosity allows us to help other leaders just like yourself harness their creativity for the greater good of our communities and beyond. As a monthly supporter, you can submit questions and comments to be shared on the show each week, and you'll also get weekly shout-outs on air for being a member. And if you become a super supporter, you will receive a monthly free product from our online store. To support us, please visit homerhargrove.com and look for the support section. It's quick, it's easy, and every bit of it helps us to make greater impact to Christian leadership. Thank you for being a part of our mission. Now, let's get back to today's episode. Now that we understand that making this habit of recording what you're already doing, now let's dive into the idea of social media first. Really here, you just need to learn how to trim, adjust, copy, and paste. And this is, it might sound complex at first, but this is really the easy part. And that is, I'm going to break it down into three major ideas. The first idea is taking a traditional sermon and making, you have the full length video. That's step one, is producing that full length video, putting it on YouTube, creating a podcast. If you don't already have a podcast for your church, for your ministry, I would suggest trying it out, because you're just, again, reusing content to be able to help reach more people. And it helps even give greater awareness, greater security for when people are thinking about trying you out. A lot of people today want to hear some of the content first before they go in person. And we've heard that time and time again, that people literally chose our church because they liked the way that the message sounded through the podcast. So again, creating those full length videos. If you can't do video, you definitely want to still do audio. And being able to upload them to YouTube and even starting your own podcast can be really simple. There's a lot of different ways. If you just search it, there's ways that can be done. Don't tell yourself that you're not a good tech person and you don't know how to do that stuff. I didn't either. I just looked it up and figured it out. You can too, because we have the internet. So again, starting with that full length video, you start there and then you start breaking it down into snippets. Now imagine that full length video and consider just finding a place where there's a 30 to 90 second clip of something that you're saying or something that's being said that's like a really good point, really good snippet that you can cut and trim to where you're trying to, again, you're trying to just get a little piece. It's not losing justice for the rest of the message, but it's doing two things. One, someone's gonna see that snippet and be encouraged or edified from that little part, and others, they'll see that and they may be interested enough, curious enough to watch the full message. So getting that little snippet really helps especially reach the younger generation. And not to mention, think about how many people in Gen X and millennials who are on TikTok, who just scroll through Instagram reels. I mean, it's not just Gen Z. A lot of people use this and they get encouraged with these little snippets. A little advice when it comes to snippets, whatever you try to use for it, you may need a computer to do. I used to be able to halfway do them on my phone, but it's really hard to get a big video to be able to cut into the place that you want it, but it's still possible. And even if all you have is just Instagram, you can edit the video directly on Instagram and find that snippet. But a really great resource would be Canva. If you're not already using Canva, you're able to not only help create the snippet. That's what I would generally do at the beginning, is I would upload my video into Canva, find the snippet, cut it down to that size, and I could adjust it however I wanted. Again, it's a little meticulous on the phone. If you have a laptop or a computer, you're able to do it in an easier scale. But you're also able to adjust graphics. If you have any kind of design intellect, you're able to get really creative in making that video. But even just a classic 30 to 90 second snippet of just a video with no extra stuff is great. Look at some of the mega churches around that you're interested in, and they're doing that. They're just making these very almost as bland as they could be, to where they're toning down the video quality. And it's actually getting more traction, more organic growth, because it looks homemade. And so again, don't discredit yourself if you think that doesn't look like, you know, the most polished professional designed video. Once you get practice doing that and learning how to cut unnecessary pieces within those 30 to 90 second snippets, sometimes less is more. Maybe even around 45 seconds, a minute, but you don't want to go more than a minute 30. Once you've reused the content in those ways, now you can go into the idea of doing posts or carousel posts. Carousel posts are when you're scrolling on Instagram and you swipe to the right, and it's multiple images of different graphics or quotes or pictures. That's what a carousel is. So whether it's a single post or a carousel, that's where you can literally just go to your sermon notes, copy and paste one of the quotes or one of the points, and then put it in this post. If you follow our church, Gravetop Church, that's one of the things we do. In all of my messages, I have like a quotes that summarizes the entire point in my eyes. And I just copy and paste directly from the message and make it into this simple graphic. It's not like a pristine graphic. It's just a simple graphic. And those posts often end up getting the most traction. People love those posts. and it just has three simple quotes where you swipe to the right, and it has a summary. It has a verse. You could put a Bible verse. You could have a quote from the message. Whatever it is, all you're doing is copy and pasting. That's it. You're reusing the same thing for social media. And once you get in this habit of repurposing content that you've already created, it's not as overwhelming when you think, oh, I got to do social media too. Because now you realize, oh, all I'm really doing is copying and pasting. I'm not having to re-engage my creative thinking capacity to make social media posts. I'm able to almost like dumb it down to where I'm just copying and pasting, not having to critically think so much. So again, that breaks it down to a general idea of how to do reuse your content for social media. Now, this is more of a newer direction that I've been finding that I really think would benefit you. And this is reusing your content for sub-ministries. Now, in the past, I've always wanted to be able to use, in a sense, a funnel down approach to where the content for the main message for our church, I wanted to be able to be broken out for a kid's message, youth group message, small group message, etc. And the only problem with that is that if you have a kids director, it's kind of hard for them to go through all of your notes and then recreate it to make a kids version of it. And it's also really hard for me if I were to think, I already created this, now I have to just create it again and reword it. And it's just like a lot of mental capacity to be able to try to make that work. And if you don't have any staff or even just small staff, it's kind of not really, it doesn't seem like a real path to be able to take. Most churches end up just purchasing a kids curriculum or something like that. But now, hear me out. If you start playing with certain AI tools to help you do the same thing in a different way, you end up reaching a new audience. So as an idea, what I started doing is using AI softwares such as like ChatGPT. And so often when we don't understand something, we kind of assume the worst. I never use ChatGPT to create content. I only use it to almost like regenerate my content, regurgitate my content. So what this could look like is I'll create my entire sermon manuscript on my computer, and then I'll copy and paste that into, say, ChatGPT, and then I'll put a prompt saying, turn this into a kid's version message appropriate for the ages, say 4 to 6 or 4 to 7, whatever the age bracket you wanna play with. Also include a craft that is fitting to the kid, this new kid's message. And once I tried that out, I was blown away by how accurate it was to the original message in simply creating this kid version. And it's no longer Holy Spirit led. That message was definitely Holy Spirit led. All I'm using is using this AI software as a tool to repurpose the content that was already spiritually created. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And there's times where I'll play with it too, where if it includes something that I don't like, I could either regenerate it, cut it out, adjust it however I want. And there's been times where I've had specifically for the kids message, I'll put a prompt saying 3 to 6. And I notice that if I say 3 to 7, that gives a longer type of message than 3 to 6. So again, it's something to play with, but something to really, really consider when it comes to creating this, like even just for your kids ministry. Think about how much time you would be saving, as well as getting the kids of families to be on the same message path as their parents, so where in the car ride home, they could talk about the same thing. It's not two different tones, but they're on the same level together. It's a really beautiful possibility. Another way that you could use AI to help you, again, say the same thing in a different way to reach new audiences, is you could use it to create small group discussions and questions. If you have small groups within your church or ministry, or if you meet with your team about the message, whatever, you can, again, copy and paste and say, turn this into a small group discussion. You know, however specific you need to make the prompt, but again, what it's doing is it's reusing your content to purpose it in a new way. You could also use it to create a leader's guide, to where not only are you creating small group discussions, but you're able to establish someone else to be a leader for the small group and create their own leader guide. I even use it to create our podcast descriptions. At first I was just copy and pasting our sermon notes into the podcast description, and it was just often too lengthy, and it was also just another mental capacity that I was using to decide what should I include or what should I not include. Now I copy and paste it, and I'll say something like, the prompt will be something as simple as, turn this into a 2-3 sentence podcast description, and it will generate what I feel like is a great summary to what I'm trying to say. Again, all that I'm saying, all that this content is still created by me, but I'm using these different tools, these different resources to help navigate, to help save the mental capacity and energy that it takes to re-say the same thing. So again, this is just a great next level thing that I think could really catapult your organization, your ministries. Maybe it's not the same exact ways that I've talked about here, but there's definitely other possibilities that you'd be able to use if you just take a moment to try to look through it and creatively think, how can I repurpose this to say something? Again, you're not using it to generate content. I think that's a poor idea. You don't want to use it to generate content. It's only going to regurgitate content it finds online. And I don't think that's very, it's up to you whether it's ethical or not. Other people download sermons from online. So the idea of using ChatGPT is almost as simple as that. You're downloading a sermon. But I really think that using it to reuse what you've already created is a powerful tool. Now, let's end with three takeaways. Number one, establish a method to regularly record yourself, whether it's through your own phone or whether it's through delegating to somebody else. Simply create and establish a method of good recording. Number two, choose a specific day out of your week to create and edit your latest content, and then schedule all of the posts for the week. So if you try to think each day you're going to post something, it's going to kind of burn you out. If you just choose one day, block out an hour or two to where you're just repurposing that content for social media, and you're able to schedule your posts where Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and so on are scheduled all in 1 hour rather than you thinking, I need to get up early in the morning to post for today. And number three, copy and paste your latest message into ChatGPT or other AI software and practice using different prompts in order to best adapt the message you already created for another group. With all that being said, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope that it was meaningful for you and that was helpful for your leadership. Can you do me a favor? Can you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.